donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Do you drink coffee?
Alrighty, we are back. And folks, I'm going to be playing a little bit of a clip. And Lori, this has to do with what is taking place in the children that live on the military bases, that go to school on the military bases. And what they've been doing, they've been bringing in these drag queens on the military bases. And and here now, this is Representative Matt Gaetz, and he's going after Austin. Now, Austin and Millie, these people should be tried for high treason. He catches them lying under oath. Under oath, they catch them lying. Now, with this, well, we'll go ahead and we'll just play the clip. And in fact, if you apply the last verse in Romans chapter 1, it applies to both of these two men perfectly. But go ahead, Style, and play the clip.
A gentleman from Florida, Mr. Gaetz, for 5 minutes.
Mr. Secretary, you told Senator Schmidt yesterday that if the 8,000-plus service members who've been separated from the military due to the vaccine mandate want to reapply, that they're welcome to do so, but that you would do nothing to solicit their reapplication or to incentivize it. Why is that?
I think it's incumbent upon the individual to make that decision and reapply. The mechanisms are there.
Yeah, but why don't – I mean – you're overseeing a recruiting nightmare in our military right now. These are 8,000 patriots. And by the way, your department broke the law in administering the vaccine mandate. And that's not me saying so. That's the Inspector General for the Department of Defense who wrote on June 2nd of 2022, we found a trend of generalized assessments rather than the individualized assessment that is required by federal law.
The department did not break the law.
You mean the IG is wrong? You think the IG is wrong?
Mandate,
he says he broke the law.
The lives of a number of people.
Well, it ruined the lives of a number of people, too. And it ruined the lives of people who love our country and want to reenlist. Let me ask you this question. If we direct you by force of law to reengage and incentivize the reenlistment of these folks with full back pay and rank, do you have the capability to follow that instruction?
You put provisions in the law to enable those former service members to reapply in accordance with the service
good. Well, we will do that just like we had to put the repeal of the vax mandate in the law. And I get the sense that the only reason you're not reaching out to these folks is pride, because otherwise they would be totally able to serve. And it seems that your personal pride is getting in the way. So going from the deeply serious things that we're not doing, reengaging these 8,000 folks, to the deeply unserious things that we are doing, go ahead and put up the first slide. I guess my question is, how much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Well, wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley Eustis, you put on a drag queen story hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly diversity, equity, inclusion summer festival. And at Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows and are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds. So.
But wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
I will say again, this is not something that we support or fund.
So you think hosting a drag queen story hour on a military base isn't supporting the drag queen story hour?
I stand by what I just said.
But you may stand by it, but it's belied by the evidence over and over again. I mean, are you aware of the piece? Biden's military, Air Force Base in Montana holds drag show, drag queen story hour for kids in the Western Journal. Are you aware of that?
Again, I will say what I said before.
You're saying what you're saying, but I guess it just doesn't comport with the facts. General Milley, this will be my last time to question you. You mentioned 2 years ago that you wanted to better understand white rage. And so my question is this. Did you read this book?
No, not at all.
What is White Privilege is the book, and it's actually written by a DOD official, a senior official in diversity, equity, and inclusion, and there are now hundreds of these books in dozens of schools, and I wonder if you guys connect this to your problems with recruiting.
I've never read it, never seen it. I don't even think about that stuff. I think about
Go ahead and put up the next slide.
About the readiness of the force.
Go ahead and put up the next slide, please. Okay, well, in the next slide, this is a tweet by one of your employees in charge of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and it's patently racist. They say that she had to give Karen the business, that she talks about caudacity, presumably of Caucasian people. So I guess,
terrible.
Why does the... why is that person...
Look, you're not
going to
get an argument from me. That's terrible. It's wrong. She shouldn't be doing that, period.
Should she be fired?
I don't... That's a DOD employee, not U.S. military uniform.
Should they be fired, Secretary Austin?
Again, as you heard in your subcommittee here, this incident was investigated, and
they're still employed. Mr. Chairman, I have a series of unanimous consent requests since my time has expired.
Without objection.
First is Joint Base Langley Eustis holds drag show at Kid Friendly Festival. And the next is U.S. military defends drag show at largest training center as, quote, essential to morale. And the next is Nellis Air Force Base hosts first ever drag queen show, essential to morale and readiness. That's a Breitbart piece. And finally, Ramstein cancels library's drag queen story time for Pride Month following criticism.
Without objection, so ordered. Gentleman's time has expired.
Can I get copies of those? Because I'd like to...
Okay. We're back. And so here, you know, it's tough enough to be in the military, you know, today.
It's so demoralizing.
Yeah. But to do that to their children, you know, and in other words, you know, the way the military works, if the word comes down from above to the commander says, you know, the White House says that they would like to see a large turnout. Then that commander tells his people, his officers under him, or the enlisted men who live on base, it would be good. We would really like to see your children there. In other words, if you want to get promoted, you better, you know, take your children out the way it works. It's, and that's what's happening. This is why all of the best, the brightest and the best, are leaving the military. They're destroying our military. But these two men should be tried for treason. They really should, for the damage they have done to our military already.
Absolutely. You know, it reminds me of back in the 70s, I think it was, the television show Hogan's Heroes. We don't, you know, I'm looking back, I look at the culture, and I look at what we are tolerating today. And I think to myself, when did we start allowing this to come in? And if we even go back to the 70s, they were already preparing us. They were already telling us by showing us, because there was one character in that show, and as I was listening to Gates ask these questions, I immediately remembered those images. They had been showing us what they were going to do to us, and we didn't take them seriously. We did not think that such evil, pervasive evil, that people could get away with this. That type of activity was hidden. It was back behind the curtains. It wasn't blatant and open and in public and in your face. Now they don't care. They are in our face. They're going to rub it in our face. They are going to take away our freedoms unless we, the people, rise up. And I cannot say enough that the way we start from the bottom up. We start by taking back local control, because we don't need as many votes to flip these races. But all we need is parents and taxpaying citizens to engage in this battle. It is our duty. You know, it says in Judges 2:10, there arose a generation who knew not the Lord and what he had done for Israel. Well, we can apply that to America, too. We have raised a generation that does not know our God.
You're right, you know.
And how this nation has been blessed because of him.
Abraham Lincoln said, "For men to remain silent when they should speak up makes cowards of men and destroys nations." Mm-hmm. And, you know, you remember there was a fellow, you may have heard of him, Charles Finney. He started Charles Finney had written a book. In fact, he preached a message called The Decay of Conscience. And in that, he said, here's what he said. If there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lack moral discernment, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules, now listen to this, if Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it.
No.
If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, well, the pulpit is responsible for it. I have a hat that I wear. It's called America Needs Jesus. It's a cap. And when I was in Washington, D.C. a couple of years back with the Vietnamese mountain yards trying to get some help for those that were under severe persecution still in Vietnam, because there's a large contingency of those people here that I went and I preached in some of their churches there in North Carolina. But anyhow, I wore that cap, and as I was going down the hallway there, that bunch called, what do they call them? AOC, Cortez, and group, SWAT. I call them the SWAT. Yeah,
the SWAT,
that bunch. Yeah, yeah, they come. They looked at my hat. And you ought to see the looks that I got, because it says America Needs Jesus. I could hear hissing as I went by. These people.
Goodness.
Yeah. Oh, do they hate God? Oh my gosh, do they hate God? Okay.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah.
And so we have a Congress that one half of it is completely and totally degenerate. And how they got there. But the good things are happening here. Look, Budweiser with Bud Light. You heard what they did when they had that. What do you call it? Genderqueer. Yeah. I call them genderqueers. Genderqueers. When we had that, what happened was they've lost $7 billion. They've taken a $7 billion loss. And they've come out and they said it. Yeah, $7 billion loss Budweiser has because of that. And now they don't call it Bud Light; they call it Queer Beer now. Everybody—that's what they're referring to. It is Queer Beer, and Joe Sixpack, the Joe Sixpacks, the guys that would normally drink most of that, said they don't want to have anything to do with Queer Beer now. Okay, remember Coca-Cola when Coke came out and they said, You got to be less white. Try to be less white. Well, I quit drinking Coke and I became whiter and whiter. And guess what? Coke lost a bundle on that one. Their sales went way down after that.
Yeah.
All of these stores. Look, you had woke Wally Mart who gave about $300 million to burn, loot, and murder, or Black Lives Matter. $300 million. Well, Wally Mart's shutting down a whole lot of their stores now. They're shutting them down left and right now. Was it Bed Bath and what is it? Bed Bath
Beyond.
And More, whatever.
And
they were another big one, and now they're going into bankruptcy. So a lot of these woke corporations they're feeling, this thing with the wages of their sin. Okay, their corporations are feeling it now.
Yeah, they can't sustain it.
It's interesting because you would think that they would, these are corporations, they need, you would think that they would repent or apologize and turn from their, wicked way Has Anheuser-Busch made a public statement about all the money they've lost yet?
Yeah, they came out and they're, you know, what do they always do? They always find a fall guy, you know, someone to fall on the, to fall on the knife there for him, on the sword, I guess. They said it was a young executive in advertising who made a bad choice. Okay,
yeah.
I
would say so. It's going to cost them a few billion.
But believe me, some of the others.
That's how we have to treat them. It's just like the education industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and that includes the textbooks, the curriculum. This is big money business. And if we want to, it's just like what Governor DeSantis did with those math books last year. He threw out 41% of the math books because they were violating the standards, the state standards, with regards to CRT, that the math books were riddled with critical race theory. He said, get rid of them, and told them, you want our business, Florida's business, clean up your books. And guess what? They did.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's what we have to do. I know here in Ohio, we don't, I wish we had a Governor DeSantis here, but we do have one of the problems, because see, in Ohio here, we have a big, big Tea Party movement. And, that is what's keeping us from, you know, a red state. But we have to really put the feet. The problem of it is we got too many rhinos in our Ohio Senate and State House. We got too many rhinos, just like we do in federal government. There is worse. At least the communists, you know, the Democrats are flat out, you know who they are. But the rhinos are the ones that put it to you and that just betray you and stick it in your back. And so,
yeah, that's exactly right.
They're really, really, and so this battle that we're having, you know, we have to run to this battle right now,
mm-hmm.
And we can't give in. And some people are saying, well, now, oh, Pastor, what if we end up in a civil war? Well, then so be it.
You know what? We were raised up for such a time as this.
Absolutely. But, you know, here's the thing. People are worried about with Joe Obama. Joe Biden is, first of all, we told people this before he was actually in the White House, before he usurped. He never won that election. That election was stolen. And anyone and everyone that says it wasn't a liar, there's not a bit of truth in him. I had a mountain of evidence. I had a stack of evidence, a foot high, that election is stolen. And here, here, even before he desecrated the White House, we were telling people that he was owned by the Chinese government. The Chinese, I heard them laughing, speaking to these colleagues, a huge crowd, saying, we have our people in the highest offices in America. They're ours. They're our agents, okay?
Yeah.
And the Biden crime cartel, we were telling them back then, this is a crime family. It's a crime family. And Joe Biden's job was to keep the southern border open, to bring in all of that fentanyl. See, a lot of people don't know this, okay, Lori, but the Department of Defense, those two guys you just heard from,
right.
The Pfizer and these drug companies, Alderna, Moderna, and that, they answered directly to the DOD. They're answering directly to the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense here, and this is what some people can't understand, they are working right under Bill Gates, right under George Soros' orders out there. I sat in their meetings when they were talking about depopulating the planet. They didn't know who I was, and they spoke openly how they want to depopulate this planet and the ways that they were going to do it. And these so-called vaccines are exactly one of the ways that they said that we're going to use to depopulate the planet. And that's exactly what these people in the department, like Milley, like Austin, like Fauci, Chris Ray, like Merrick Garland, these people need to be tried for treason, high treason against God and country.
Yes, for crimes against humanity.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's outrageous what they've done to us. They know exactly this vaccine, the medications, the drugs. They created the problem so that the pharmaceutical companies could come in with the solutions. They made billions, trillions of dollars. And where did that money end up? But in the coffers of the not just the Democrats, but the Republicans as well. I hold both parties guilty. The blood that has been shed, the people that have died, look at all of the young people who are dying from these heart attacks. Even people that we know, I serve on the Homeowners Association board, and one of our colleagues on the board passed away. Young guy in his late 40s, 48 years old, in great health, just died of a heart attack, random. And he was in good shape. He wasn't overweight. And, you know, nobody knew whether he took the jab, but that's the first thing everybody thinks about when we see these untimely deaths. We have people living into their hundreds, you know, and to see what has been done to this country, you know, Dr.
Zelensky. I played him. I had him on the program. He died about, 6 months ago?
Yeah. His only, the left lobe of his lungs succumbed to cancer. But he came out speaking. He went to meet with the Sanhedrin, members of the Sanhedrin in Israel, to tell them, look at what you're doing. You're killing off our own people. And it was, you know, everybody was afraid. They didn't know what to think back then.
I thought the Sanhedrin was opposing the vax.
They were, but initially when he went to testify before them, they were going along with it. But once he did his presentation, they came out against it. And if you look at what's happening in Israel with the government, with Bibi, and how these lefty, crazy liberals that were part of bringing down Trump, they're trying to bring down Bibi once again. These are the same people that supported the vaccines. I mean, it's...
Well, they're the communists. They just recently tried to pass legislation outlawing the Christianity in Israel. To outlaw, they just recently tried to pass legislation there. Netanyahu stopped them. And he said they got to put a hold on this for now. But here, too, you know, all of our young servicemen, but here's something that really didn't make any sense, made no sense at all. Because, you know, I like Franklin Graham, because with Samaritan Purse, I like what he does. I'm a big supporter of him. Yeah. But he never, ever, he should have known, if anybody should have known better, Franklin Graham should have known better. Every one of your UBF, Unregistered Baptist Fellowship, every one of our churches, every one of our pastors were out there like I was here trumpeting, do not take those. In fact, Lori, before one single person in this country had taken that shot, before one, while they were still... putting it together, we did a program with Wendy Wilson, and Wendy was saying, look, this vaccine that they got, it's a killer. It's not really a vaccine. And all of the test animals, every one of them died that they tested this on, and they're going to give it to people, okay, without testing it, without people. And so we told people, do not take it, do not take it, do not take it. And we had that Dr. Robert Malone on here.
Mm-hmm.
He said right. It's not a vaccine, it's a bioweapon. Yeah. He's the guy that invented it.
Yeah.
And, so, and we try to tell people.
And I've heard so many stories firsthand, so many stories. I could go down the list that people are. I had a friend who he went to the hospital in the middle of it all, and they made him sound like a traitor and just the worst person for not getting it. He just went back to the hospital for something probably about 2 months ago, and they were like, hey, did you get it? And he said no, and they said, good for you. The story and the rhetoric is changing. I sat and talked to a lady. Her husband suddenly got pancreatic cancer, died within months. She suddenly developed a heart problem. They had to drain pounds of fluid off of her, and now she has to be on heart medication for the rest of her life. And her daughter had to have a forced hysterectomy, full hysterectomy, and in her 40s after getting it. Another girl got it right before she left for a family vacation. Their whole family had been talking about this for years, family vacation in Colorado. She got it the day before because they said at her work, if she didn't get it, then she'd get fired. So she got it. She went on a vacation. She was there the first day, and she had three strokes over and over and over and over again. They called. They begged, hey, get here now, the helicopters, because they were so far out. It was an outdoor cabin. And she's had to learn to re-talk, re-walk, so many different things. Those are just stories of people I know and interact with.
I had a guy call me up who was in his 50s. I think it was closer to the mid or late 50s. But Lori, there was five of them. He had four siblings. They were all, you know, within the 40 to 50 age group. And he was telling me that, because they always did everything together. So they all decided to go get the shot. And he said he was going to go, but he heard me on the program talking about it. And he heard the guests. And so he told him, no, don't do that. They said, well, you know, we trust the doctors. He said, I'm telling you, don't do it. Do not do it. Listen to this. And he was trying to tell them. Well, he called me, and he was just brokenhearted. He said all four of his siblings got the shot, and all four of them died not long after.
My God.
Yeah.
It's really something.
And so we have...
Very sad.
In about 3 minutes, we'll play a song. We're going to go to a break, and there'll be a song. The fella in that song with me... was a good, dear, dear friend of mine. And I couldn't believe it. He got the shot and died shortly after. Mm. And I couldn't believe he did that. His family could not believe that he did that. Somebody talked him into doing that. And we were just absolutely amazed that he did that. But I'm amazed, like, you know, with Franklin Graham, you know, he got that myocarditis afterwards. And that's why you didn't hear him talking any more about the vax. And from what I read, his niece also. But I think that myocarditis attracts young men, young boys,
yeah.
Young males, and it is it's incurable.
Oh my!
You can't reverse it. It's incurable. And so, anyhow, that's where that's at. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back after this with more. Don't go away.
Golden Tate, he made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Some men are
like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. A man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by a man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
There you go, that was my old friend Joe Clark, and the real Joe Clark, we used to call him. He was a patriot, a veteran, and now he's gone home to be with the good Lord. Lori, would you like to take some phone calls?
Absolutely. Let's
Before you do, tell the folks again about April 30th and how they can get more information. Tell them how they can get more information.
Absolutely. So I want to encourage the audience to go to pjtn.org. PJTN, and there is more information. It's the Taking Back America's Children Summit. And the goal of the summit is to equip parents and citizens to flip their school boards, to take back local control of our children's education. We have to take back local control of our country. We do it by taking back control of the school board. The school board controls the future of this republic because they control the minds of our children. And so I want to encourage you to, again, go to pjtn.org. Pastor Ernie, we are still in need of sponsorship and funding for this initiative. And we'd like for the audience to register. You can go to the website, register, sign up. You can become a sponsor there. And I want to encourage everyone to send a link, share that website with your family and friends and encourage people. This is the time. This is a way that we can take control of our state and our communities back. And we do it by getting trained by the best, equipping us, of course, through lots of prayer and understanding that this is our battle. You know, Pastor Ernie, it's, you know, generations before us waited for this day. You know, we are living in the last days. And I don't know what, you know, you may have conjured up in your mind what living in the last days would be like, but I never thought it would be like this. I knew it was going to be bad. But the wickedness and the evil that is unfolding and watching the demonic forces take control of our nation has just been, it's so grievous. But I was reminded in Genesis 3:15, especially for you women out there, God said in Genesis 3:15 that he was going to put enmity between Satan, the serpent, and woman, between our seed and its seed. And I find it interesting that the bulk of the people involved, there are some men, but the bulk of the people involved are women. These are mama bears, who are starting to stand up. They're starting to speak out. They're attending these school board meetings, and they're demanding that these library books, this pornography, this critical race theory, this dumbing down of our children cease and desist. And so we can't do it without our neighbors. And I can come in and I can equip and train you to take back local control of your school district, but I don't have the influence because I'm not beholden to the elected officials, and they're not beholden to me. I live in a different county, in a different state, but I can share the best practices of what we've been able to do to take back control, to take on this beast. And God willing, he's going to give us the victory.
And count me in. I want to help you along every step of the way, so count this ministry in. And we've got one saying here, it's not over till we win. And let's take some calls. Let's go out to San Diego, California, and talk to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
So you talked about taking back your country, which starts with taking back your community and your state. You also mentioned the possibility of a civil war. And so you probably know that we have depleted our ammunition in this war in Ukraine. That would take 8 years to replace the ammunition at current production rates. Biden doesn't want to use the National Emergency Production Act like Trump did when he made ventilators. So we've been asking our allies like South Korea to send ammunition to Ukraine. But here's the story that's relevant that you don't know. The United States military is now appropriating ammunition and weapons from National Guard armories and sending it to Ukraine. So in a Civil War scenario, in that type of a conflict, they're going to leave your National Guard armories deplete, empty of all their ammunition. You'll be defenseless.
Well, and that's being done on purpose to destroy America. Look, we're not going to go to a war with China. We won't be in a war, which because Austin and Milley will say we cannot win a war with them. We're too weak. We best just live under whatever conditions they dictate to us. That's been the plan all along. We told you. We've been showing you.
It's surrender.
Yep, right. It's surrender. Thanks, Jack. I got to move on. Lori, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, no. I mean, I totally understand what Jack is saying, and that is the reality. They are depleting our military, and it's to weaken us. But again, there are militias in the states across this country. I'm not sure how many militias are in the state of California, but I can assure you that the militia movement is alive and well in places like Florida, in Tennessee, in Ohio, Texas. So maybe it's time for California to start talking to its neighbors and executing our rights, as our constitutional rights as citizens, to protect ourselves from an encroaching federal government. I mean, all we have to do is read the Declaration of Independence. It states it right there. When a government becomes too bloated, too big, to take, and it's taking away our freedoms and our rights, it's time for us to put off such a form of government. It's time for us to separate. It's time for a divorce.
Well, you've got it exactly right, young lady. You have it, Lori. You've got more grit than the vast majority of pastors in this country, unfortunately. But you're right, right on. Let's go to Steve. Steve in Ohio. Go ahead, Steve. You're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. Hey, it's a good show. I'll make this quick. I happen to be watching Steve Bannon just about every morning, and you're echoing everything I hear probably every third day. But with what you want to do and everything, he has different, just like what you have right now with taking back the school, everybody, he has different people from different states and different counties. And it's warroom.org. I don't know exactly how. If you can get a hold of him, he will, if you can get through to him, and his producer, Natalie G. Winters, she started with Raheem Kassam. But if you can get to him, he'll get you on his show, and he'll believe that he will do wonders for you. And the other thing was, is Dr. Malone, he, somehow, he took one shot, and so did Dr. Naomi Wolf. And once he found out what was really in it, it was like they said that on the show. And I talked to somebody this morning really quick from Texas, and the lady says, oh, I got this and that. She lives in New Jersey. No, she lives in Texas. But she says, yeah, and I got my grab bag. And she goes, oh, I got my antibiotic oils in it. And I go, oh, and she goes, I got my ammo in it. And I go, I thought she said makeup. So what did you say? She goes, my ammo. And so she's all loaded and ready to go. This is on. I don't know how to, if we need to laugh, but what they're doing to our kids, I wouldn't want to have the thing around my neck. Well, beautiful. Yep. God bless you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Phone lines are open. We've got time to take maybe a couple more calls at 888-677-9673. Again, that's 888-677-9673. Tell the folks again, Lori, tell them again how they can help.
Yeah, absolutely. So we need sponsorship information or sponsorship for this event. There's more information if you go to pjn.org and sign up there. You can register. You can help sponsor other people to attend by just making a donation. The tickets are only $25 a piece. So, again, just go to pjtn.org. Pastor Ernie, I would love to just take a minute to reread the Declaration of Independence, if we have a moment. I think it warrants for us during this sobering time to consider where we are as a country and what we the people must do.
Go right ahead. I have it right here in my hand, but go right ahead.
In Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such governments and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patience, sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That's us, ladies and gentlemen. When reading these words, it's as if these words were written back then for us today. And these men who signed this Declaration of Independence, they knew that their signature guaranteed them being hung on a tree outside of that building once they walked out.
Absolutely, and this is what we've got to do. We've got to be in the same spirit. And so right now we're running up against the clock. Victor, Pennsylvania, you've got, I can give you 1 minute. Are you there, Victor?
That's all I get. I never get a chance to express myself on here enough. But okay, the bottom line is you're missing the link. The woman's talking about Israel. This isn't the same Israel as years ago, okay? This is a vile disgust. Listen, that thing about Netanyahu, they want to make him look good. That's why they're acting like he's helping the Christians. He don't care about this. He don't care about Christians. He just cares about Jews, okay? And you, with this country has to wake up and realize who the real enemy is, okay? They got to wake up and realize that the real enemy is that country. And there's other websites, people you can listen to that will tell you that.
All right. Well, thanks, Victor. Let's go. Yeah, Lori, you want to quickly?
He's an anti-Semite. He needs to go back and reread the Bible about what God says about Israel. You know, in the book of Joel, at the very end, in the Hebrew Bible, chapter 4, verse 1, God says he's going to forgive the sin of the nations, but the one sin he's not going to forgive is the shedding of Jewish blood. And look at for how many generations Jews have been persecuted. They have been annihilated from the Holocaust to the Inquisition to the time of hate.
I'm running out of time. Hang tight. Style, how much time do I have? Okay. We have... In all the 50 years, you know, we've been on the air, we've never had a lady give an invitation. But tonight, because Pastor Hal, who every Thursday night would give the invitation, Pastor Hal's in the hospital. We prayed for him to begin with. But his daughter is here, and you're going to be the first lady in 50 years to give an invitation here. And so Pastor Hal's listening, how proud he will be of his daughter.
Thank you.
Tell the folks how they can avoid hell and how they can get to heaven.
I sure will. It is my honor to be talking to you right now. And one thing that I can guarantee is that no matter who you are listening to the sound of my voice right now, is you were made for love. God loves you so much. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The enemy knows that your deep desire for love and your separation from God because of sin, he knows that condition of our whole, of our soul without God. So he tries to take advantage and offer all these counterfeit ways to experience love, which is what we're talking about. We see the schools, the children, the LGBTQ, we see husbands and wives cheating on each other. We see this world full of sorrow, and we look at it and we get so upset sometimes. But really what it is this enemy taking advantage of our need and our desire for love. And there's only one way to experience the love that God has for you, and that's through Jesus Christ, his son. The Bible says that he would not leave us, his creation, comfortless, but he would send the Holy Spirit to be our guide and to be our comfort through this life. And there's one way through that. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This is not you are worse than this person or I'm better than that person. This is for all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Right now, as you're listening to the sound of my voice, you have this opportunity to say yes and to receive the salvation that Jesus has purchased for you and is offering to you right now, tonight, this afternoon, whenever you're listening. He is offering you this free gift, and you could take it and receive it right now by praying this prayer with me and saying yes in your heart to God and experiencing the love that your soul longs for. Say, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I believe that you came and died for me to shed your blood for my sins. And right here and now, I say yes to you. I ask you to be my Savior and my Lord. And Holy Spirit, I receive you to be my guide through this life. I receive your love and thank you for the sacrifice that you've gave to me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, the Bible says, if you prayed that prayer, the Bible says, for as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. The Bible says, if ye confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So praise the Lord. You welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome to a connection with your Creator that you can have never known and can never know outside of Jesus. Congratulations. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me, giving me that opportunity to share that.
All right. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Lori, you've got 1 minute, Lori, for closing comments.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to encourage you that we were raised up for such a time as this, that God put our souls in our bodies, and we came into the earth at this hour for this time. And we have to ask ourselves, we need to pray and ask God what he would have us do. Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. We must rise up. God has equipped us each with a gift and with a calling that he can use for his glory to restore this nation back to her greatness again because of God. Alexis de Tocqueville understood this because of our foundation, because of our faith. We are a Judeo-Christian nation. We're founded on the Bible. The Puritans came here so that they could escape the tyranny that they were living under, to give us an opportunity at the life that we've had, and we have squandered it. But we don't have to stay where we are, and our kids are counting on us.
So all right, very good. Lori, we're out of time, but I wanted to just say what you said. 2 Chronicles 7:14 has the answer. That's where we start. Repentance we start with, and then we take it and we put feet on that faith. And so we are out of time, so until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless, and always, always
keep fighting the fight.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.